The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
It is just after 6 o'clock. Every evening we explain well with Christelle. And today is all about the matric exams. The IEB results have been released. There were some incredible learners this morning on the breakfast with Martin Bester. Yeah. And now we await the senior certificate exam from the Department of Basic Education.
Yes. So tomorrow they will introduce to the media the top performers. And then after that, students will receive the results. But every year there is a huge debate around the quality of matric. I don't know if you guys have heard these discussions of like, maar jy kan dryp en jy slaag nog steeds, daai tipe van
ding. Elke jaar.
Yeah. So I thought, let's look at what it actually takes to pass matric. There are four matric pass levels. So a while ago when I played audio of Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga saying that there are different ways to pass matric, there really are. So you have a bachelor degree pass level, a diploma pass level, higher certificate pass level, and a national senior certificate pass level. Each one has different criteria. I think the one that we historically are most familiar with is the bachelor degree pass level.
Yes.
For that, you need to obtain at least the following. Let me list it. 40% for your home language, 50% for four other high credit subjects, 30% for two other subjects. That is for a bachelor degree pass level. If you work your way down to a national senior certificate pass level, you need to pass at least three subjects with 40%. One of these subjects needs to be an official home language. Two subjects with 30%. One needs to be a first additional language. And you are allowed to fail one subject. The minimum percentage you can get for this subject is 20%. But with that kind of pass, Joe is like, yeah.
No, it's just that because I'm just trying to figure out, because obviously the ones from our days, the first one is called an exemption. That's the one that gets you into varsity.
So
and then
that,
the second one is the one that gets you like into a technical college or like a TUT sort of vibe.
Yeah, and you're on the right track, okay. Because what all of it, what actually counts is points.
Yes.
For what marks you got. So your matric points are calculated by looking at the codes you have achieved per subject and adding those codes. So just for an example, 80 to 100% in a subject gives you 7 points.
Okay.
Okay. 70 to 79 gives you 6 points. And university will look
down
at that
from there.
Point balance.
Yeah. And I suppose the thing, because the varsities, I don't know if you've seen the news floating around this week about just applications. There was something like 4.5, I speak under correction here, million applications to universities in South Africa this year for 160,000 places. So that's tight already.
Ja, dit sluit eintlik aan by my punt van in hierdie land is dit moontlik om net met 'n matriek oor die weg te kom, because there's so much pressure on matriculants to then go and study further because of, I guess, the chances and the opportunities for employment being slightly better if you have some kind of tertiary qualification.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the point you're making of, so these are the criteria for the pass. I mean, I don't know if you listening to this, how you felt about that. It does sort of, the initial feeling is that feels quite low, you know. But at the end of the day, it's whether or not these people who get into university, who want to go to varsity and so on, can you handle it? Do you have enough behind you to get into university and take advantage of the opportunity of first year? And that is an entirely different conversation as well. Varsities have come through and say some first years are badly underprepared.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.